We have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves, according to the Ten Commandments of God. So said James Madison, the father of our Constitution. More than half of the people who subscribe to this daily devotional are outside of the United States. And I would like them to know that at the beginning of our country was founded upon the wisdom of God that's found in the Bible. There are many that want to deny it. About 50 years ago, a movement was began in this country to take the Ten Commandments out of everything, even to hang banners over them and obliterate them, even though they're written in stone. They're written on the doors of our Supreme Court. They are the moral foundation of our country. And during this last half century, the American Republic has descended and decayed into a moral sewer with violence filling the land. And we scratch our heads and say, why did this happen? How did this happen? Well, it would begin by denying and rejecting the wisdom of God. Listen to what it says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Wisdom cries outside. She utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of business, in the openings of the courts, in the city. She utters her words, saying, how long, you silly ones, will you love silliness? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Look, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and yet no one regarded it. But you have set at nothing all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer, and they shall seek me early, but they will not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own plans. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso listens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. How long will we turn away from the counsel of the Lord? Oh, I pray for revival for this nation, for this world. The nations gather together for war. Oh, that we would just listen to God. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray that your wisdom would come upon me. If I will just turn to you, you said you would fill me with your spirit, and that I would obtain wisdom, the right way to live and to think, and I would be safe from the fear of evil. I pray that it is so in my life and in the life of all who hear me. Turn to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.